Of Hub City Radio Sports. Welcome to the Sports Hub. Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 AM and 98.5 FM proudly presents Northeast South Dakota's leader in sports talk and sports coverage. Co-hosts David Tewksbury and Matt McClure have you covered on all things area sports. They'll talk with local coaches.
We have it so good, and I hope that Wolves Country knows just how big a difference they make, because they turned the Pentagon into Walks Arena. There's absolutely nothing like you, and so thank you doesn't seem like enough, but it's all I got today.
We said after the win last week, we set a new standard for how we play at Northern State, and we will never go back. And they responded. Our guys responded today. What a performance.
They'll sit down with local student athletes.
I've always said Coach Schmidt and Coach Glasgow took a big chance on me out of high school. You know, I was only 170 pounds. Showed up, I had blonde hair, dangly earrings, a lot of jewelry, and I was 17 when I first got up here for the first couple weeks. I was super nervous, and now with a year under my belt, a spring under my belt, everything's just slowed down. I'm seeing the ball, I'm seeing the receivers, everything slowed down. I'm really grateful. The coaches took a chance on me.
We're a great team too. Like, we can beat anybody. We haven't been scared in the past, but I don't know. We can beat anybody. Like, we can show up on any day and beat anybody in the NSIC. That's what we learned today.
Plus, they'll visit with local media members and talk all things sports in South Dakota and the region.
Dude, you have no idea what you're talking about right now.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Take a look in the mirror, pal.
Let's go!
Welcome on in. It's a Wolves midweek installment of the Sports Hub right here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Wolves midweek means, yeah, drop in one of those bad boys. And the leader of the pack, he'll be joining us towards the bottom of the hour. That's Mike Schmidt, head coach of the Northern State football squad. Again, he'll be joining us towards the bottom of the hour. But first and foremost, in the next 15 minutes or so, the really important folk indeed, Lacey Hedick and Nate Davis. They'll be joining us live in studio here today on FSA. I'm David Tewksbury, joined alongside by Matt McClure. Happy Wednesday, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How are you doing today?
I'm doing not so great. Apparently, my wife texted me this morning and said, we got a leak underneath our sink.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, I'm fine. I'm sure the folks back at our house, not so fine. But, yeah, it's like the closest that someone can get out to our house is like next Wednesday.
Really?
Like, what are we doing? Next Wednesday? What do you mean next Wednesday? So I'm not supposed to wash any of my dishes for the next week?
Yeah, that's tough.
In the sink? So I don't know, Aberdeen, step it up. I'm just saying, a week out, that's the earliest that we've got right now. I don't have my phone on me right now. She'll probably be texting me during the show. And I
could you try Drano? Could that maybe work?
I think it's a leak, like, actually in one of the the pipes or something like that.
Okay.
So, yeah, we have had problems with this pipe before.
You have?
We have. And we had a guy come out here probably last year and a half ago. Okay, it's all should be all good to go now. Well, a year and a half later, I guess we're not all good to go. So, got some problems in the pipage underneath the Tewksbury sink.
Well, I hope that gets better there for you, man.
I hope so. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. But, yeah, that's how things are going for yours truly. And tell you what, I'm looking forward to the Sports Hub here today on FSA, and we've been talking about this off the air. I keep prodding you. Matt, have you got your tickets yet? Matt, have you got your tickets yet? And you keep on responding, no, not yet. Now, to be fair, I haven't bought my tickets yet either. So we're looking forward to that discussion for the Bourbon and Brews event. It's coming up not this Friday, but next. It's on April the 25th. And you, of course, weren't here in Aberdeen yet for the first night of it. You were here last year, but out of town for the event. So the third time is going to be the proverbial charm for you.
Third time is a charm for me. So I'm looking forward to that and talking to Lacey and Nate about what to expect, right? I mean, will they have any different wrinkles this year, right? Or is it just going to be the same thing that it was last year?
I would say expect the unexpected. You just never know. But it's a lot of fun. The first time I was over there, they knocked it out of the park, and last year it was even better. So the third year, I think they're probably rounded into form. They know what to do, what not to do, and I would guarantee you that there's going to be a lot of great local vendors that'll be on hand sampling some of this, sampling some of that, and we're looking forward to that discussion here in the next 10 minutes or so. I'm David Tewksbury, joined alongside by
Mr. Unlimited.
Let's get to the jump here on FSA for your hump day installment of the show, and today is a big day, Matt. Not only is today a big day for the fact that it's a Wolves midweek here on FSA, but it's also the opening of the spring transfer portal. That's right. Today, the spring transfer portal is officially open for business. And I say open for business because, well, that's kind of what it can be to a certain degree. It's opening up today. I don't know what time, but it closes on Friday, April the 25th. Ironically enough, the same day as Bourbon and Brew. So for the next, what, 9-10 days, things can get a little interesting for the spring transfer portal season. It is officially here.
Yeah, it makes sense, right? Because you got spring ball happening and people are making decisions. Hey, am I going to stay here? Am I not? You might know where you are on the depth chart, those kinds of things. So it makes sense, the timing of it, and wouldn't be surprised to see a lot of guys hit the portal just because it's today's college athletics. So you're going to see a couple that maybe scratch your head like, oh, he's in the portal? What? You know, just how it is every year.
Absolutely. And as it pertains to Northern State players in the portal on the guy's side of things, you've got Quat Abdelkarim, Devin Brook, Marcus Burks, James Glenn. That's on page one. I got to go to page three now on the Verbal Commits website here. You're up to 1,201 players already in the transfer portal for just Division II. So that's page one. You've got Caleb Mitchell, of course, Ethan Russell in there too. So that's what it looks like as it pertains to the D2 side of things with Northern State. You've got five guys from MSU Moorhead that are leaving the Dragons that are going to go out west. Tim Bergstrasser is the new head coach there for the Denver squad. He signed yesterday. Already five players are leaving the Dragons and traveling out west to him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. We saw it with Drake, too, with all their players from Northwest Missouri. It's like the coach leaves, I'm going with that guy. I like that coach. I thought you were talking more so on the football side of things.
I think it's that, too. I mean, I do believe it's probably more predicated towards the fall stuff, like your volleyballs, your football. But I think it's also open for basketball, too, I think. I could be wrong on that.
Oh, so you can officially, like, sign somewhere
now? There
are
so many portals. I have no idea what's going on. It's insanity. It's insanity.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going in. I'm coming out. I don't know what I want to do. I dropped 30 that one time with that head coach in the side. I'm going to go with him out west, or I'm going to go him with east. It's so much to keep a hold of. I know that's our job, and I'm kind of
trying.
I'm doing my best. But it's just so much going on with the transfer portal.
There's
so,
no rules, man.
No.
It's the wild, wild west.
It is the wild west.
It's crazy. There's no rules whatsoever. That's the big thing about the NCAA. There's just, you can play one year here and you can play the next year here. Remember you used to have to sit out a year?
Yes.
Can't do that. You could just go to one team to the next now with no, or one school to the next and no repercussions at all.
Yeah, don't have to sit out a year in conference, in division, or what have you. I mean, I thought that was kind of a silly rule at the time. Now, looking back at it, I'm like, you know what? That really wasn't that bad of an idea.
Wasn't a bad rule at all, because you see what happens each year with these players. They leave one school, they go to the next school. Next thing you know, they're in the same conference, so you're playing them. It's just very odd to me, but it's the way it is. And like you said, you're just kind of numb to it now. You're trying to follow it, but there's just too much going on where you can't follow it all. You can't follow it all.
It's just a lot of noise, man. It's just a lot of noise. It's like drinking out of a fire hose. It's absolutely a lot to handle. Speaking of the portal, Briley Schultz. We talked about that yesterday off the air, that Briley Schultz of the Northern State Women's Basketball Squad, she's in the portal. Guess where she's going? Moorhead. She's going to be a Dragon. So it's just like, maybe a little bit closer to home. It's kind of a horse apiece. Wheaton to Moorhead and Wheaton to Aberdeen. It's about a half an hour difference. But, I mean, maybe she's got more friends up there or something like that. But, yeah, it's the nature of the beast. And the beast is the transfer portal.
Yeah, the transfer portal. And that's why guys and coaches try to win the transfer portal each year. And I've been saying this. You got to build like a year at a time, it seems like, right? You know, if you got a freshman going in there, there's no guarantee they're staying 4 years. And nowadays, it's like you got to build year to year to year. And that's why coaches have gotten out of it, too.
Yeah.
You look at, like, Nick Saban in college football. You look at Jay Wright in college basketball. Those two guys are some of the greatest coaches of all time, but that's why they got out of it. They can't deal with it anymore.
I don't blame them. I don't blame them. I mean, that's why you got a player like Rihanna Phillippe that's been there for 5 years. Why head coach Paula Kruger talked so glowingly about her. Now, granted, she was also really good, but, you know, there's some loyalty there with a player that says, you know what, I'm going to stick it out here through thick and thin, through probably, you know, a rough stretch of games, the highs, the lows, everything else like that. You've got a player that just kind of puts the blinders on and says, I'm going to hitch my wagon to here, to you, to this university, this institution, this town for 5 years, that's a pretty special player.
No doubt about it, and that's a good point, too. So I'm like, Coach Kruger talked so highly of her, like you said, the loyalty, the relationships that she had here, and she was one heck of a player. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Also, to kind of add on to that, I watched the video yesterday. John Gruden, you know how he does that kind of quarterback camp thing?
Mm-hmm.
And there, he had a Memphis quarterback on and who was there for 4 years. And Coach Gruden asked him, hey, why didn't you go to the transfer portal? Like, you're one of not many that stayed at one institution for 4 years. And he said it was because of relationships. So I just thought that was interesting as well. It's not just the D2 level. It's not D3. It's at the highest level of D1, too.
It is. It always comes down to relationships, I feel like, or a little bit of adversity. How do you – I mean, we could talk about this with Mike Schmidt towards the bottom of the hour. How does that change the way you recruit from, has this been a kid that's kind of had some adversity that he's had to deal with? Was he a starter and then he got demoted because of poor play or for something else? And then rather than quitting, he said, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and work harder. Those are players that I want on my team, players that didn't necessarily have the most incredible success early, but maybe they had to deal with something first. Maybe they rolled an ankle and they lost their starting job. They came back and they worked uber hard at it, and they say, you know what, that's a player that I would want to have on my team because he's not just going to fold up shop the second that he hits adversity, because at some point in time, adversity is going to come for you, whether that's you failed in a game, you failed in the classroom, maybe you got a rolled ankle or a blown out knee. These things happen. The injury bug happens. How are you going to respond through adversity? And there are so many players nowadays, they get a little bit of adversity. I'm out. I can't do it. I just can't figure it out anymore. I got to go all the way to Oregon now. It's like, what do you mean?
Oregon.
I just ran to school.
Yeah,
but like you have a little bit of adversity and you're gone.
Well, my question is to you is how many players are like that out there? That's the thing.
Too many. I think there's too many people like that. Not everybody. I mean, everyone has their own reasons for going into the portal and traveling this way or that. But there are too many people that just, they deal with a little bit of adversity and they're just, I can't handle it. Yep. I can't handle this. I got to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
It's too many.
It is. And to the flip side, how many players are the loyal guys? Not as much.
Not enough.
And that's the thing. There's too little of that and too much of what you were talking about.
Yeah, it's just crazy. And to the coaches that are in this, God bless you.
I don't know how you do it.
It takes a special guy or a gal to do it, and God bless you. Spring transfer portal season, it is indeed here. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Nate Davis and Lacey Haddock, talking a little bourbon and brews after this. Sports Hub continues on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 on the AM dial, 98.5 on the FM dial, and online at hubcityradio.com. And as I mentioned in our first segment, we're joined by the important people here today as Nate Davis and Lacey Haddock join us live in studio. Good morning, folks. How are we doing?
Good morning. Doing well?
Yep. How are you? Good to be here. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely, for sure. The important people indeed. See, we're just doing our best to keep our heads above water here, and then you got you folks coming in here, so we appreciate you popping
in. Yeah, we were just blabbing about the transfer portal there for about 10 to 15 minutes before they came on, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Spring transfer portal officially opened today. Okay, you're an athletic director, so you know the stuff. Is this just for fall, or is this for, like, everything? How does this even work?
The transfer portal?
Well, the spring transfer portal. Do you have any idea with that?
Oh,
not to put you on the spot.
Yeah. I'm certainly not an expert in those things, but it's just that window of time when kids can jump in there and transfer, and there's a start date and an end date, and it just allows them it basically just puts some parameters around it so it's not just open season 365 days a year.
Gotcha. Okay, totally fair enough. We're going to talk bourbon and brews here in just a second, but I got to ask just one question about Coach Wilbur. Of course, you introduced him about a month or so. Has it been about a month or so?
Yeah, about that.
And seems like a lot of great positive feedback, huh?
Yeah, really good. Really good. It's been you know, as we went through that process, it was, you know, trying to identify the next guy, and Coach Wilbur rose to the top of that, and he's been he's just been awesome since he's been here. He's a high energy guy, is thrilled to be at Northern and leading the Wolves, and so We needed a little bit of a reset, and he's brought that, and the energy's been great. He's been working hard, got his staff in place, been recruiting, and I think the future's pretty bright for the Wolves.
Were you guys taking bets on if I would have asked you that or not? Because I saw that little nudge there.
Yeah, it is. We didn't wager on it. We work in college athletics. We're not allowed to.
Yeah, gentlemen's bet.
Yeah. But no, we did. We've kind of joked about that. We're going to talk about bourbons and brews, but everybody wants to talk about Coach Wilbur.
I had to ask at least one.
Hey, he did a good job there at the press conference too.
He did?
No, thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
You looked like a natural up there.
Yeah, appreciate it. I've just been out here with you guys enough to kind of take some tips, and I felt comfortable behind the mic.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome. No, Nate Davis and Lacey Haddock joining us here live in studio. Lacey, this is kind of your brainchild, right? Bourbon and brews. This has been something you've been working on the last couple of years. Year one was amazing. Year two is even better. Year three, I'm expecting a completely flawless event. Mm-hmm. But what's on tap for you guys here next Friday?
Yeah, so we are definitely going to reach perfection this year for sure. And yeah, I want to give a little credit to the Wolves Club committee. So we do have a group of community members that really brought this idea to the table a couple years ago. But yes, it was a success, and we're just building on it and tweaking it every year. So the event takes place next Friday, April 25th from 6 to 9:30. Guests will start in the Barnett Center, get to, tour that facility, stopping along at tables along the way to sample beer, wine, and other malt beverages. They'll interact with student-athletes the entire time. We'll have snacks available, games, and then they'll jump on a golf cart and head over to our NSU speakeasy over in the NSU Foundation lot and building. But we're really just making a few tweaks to just enhance the guest experience, I guess. Something that I'm excited about is we'll actually have food trucks on hand this year. So I think that will be, just add to the fun atmosphere. And then we're finding out what people like about the event. And I mean, bourbon is a big piece of that. So we do have quite the extensive list of bourbon available over in our speakeasy. 25 different kinds and all price points, starting from those $40 bottles to the $200 bottles. So maybe it's your chance to dabble in something new for you as well.
For sure. So when it's done, each year, so last year, two said it went great. Is there something that you go coming into this year, is there a suggestion box type thing? Do you hear people's comments? How's that?
Yeah, I think I show my face and then the comments just come. I think, and that's what's really cool about the event and just really fun about the Aberdeen community is that people are invested. People love NSU athletics, and they want our events to succeed. They want our teams to succeed. So yes, if you have suggestions, you can look me up online. You can find my email. We're happy to do that. One thing is make sure there's a lot of variety. That's something that we heard, the last couple years, and I think the name is a little deceiving. We do focus on bourbon and brews just because we couldn't fit in there and snacks and wine and mixed cocktails, and we've got some new vodka ready to drink items as well. So there's a lot more than just what the name entails. But yeah, I welcome any feedback.
We've got Lacey Haddock and Nate Davis joining us live in studio. Tell us more about this speakeasy. I want to hear a little bit about this because I checked it out last year for the first time. I didn't the first year. I did last year. That was a lot of fun. Tell us a bit more about the speakeasy.
All right. So all of the bourbon and cocktails and anything with hard alcohol, we have to have that off campus. So, naturally, that speakeasy concept was a good fit. So everything over in the Barnett Center and Dakota Bank Stadium, that's malt beverages, beer, wine. But then you can take a golf cart driven by some of our wrestlers over across the street. And we go all out. Not only will you find sampling in the parking lot there, but please go inside the building. We completely transform our NSU Foundation and Alumni Center into a speakeasy. So we really play into that Prohibition era theme. It doesn't even, my office is in there. Right now you'd think it's a pretty drab, boring office, and then it looks nothing like that next Friday. Lights are low. We've got, bourbon barrels, wine barrels. We're all candlelit, underground theme. So I think that is also what makes the event special and fun is that, go into a speakeasy for a little while.
Which would make you the bootlegger, right?
I guess so, yeah. Are you gonna, that's other duties as assigned in my job.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to share the secret knock and password for people so they can get in? Or
the maybe people just that I like.
Okay, just these two.
Yeah. So looking here, it looks like some upgraded experiences, like for some games and those kinds of things. Can you get into some of the details there?
Uh-huh. Well, again, playing off of the, there's something for everybody at this event. Not only are you going to be able to sample fun drinks, good snacks from local restaurants and food trucks, but also you'll be able to interact with student athletes, and they will be conducting games throughout the evening. So we do have that. I mean, get your tickets online. One of the upgrades that you can make ahead of time is buying that game pass, which allows you the opportunity to, during the event, every different area has at least one to two kind of fun games, and if you complete the game or win, you get a chance to be drawn for some prizes, including some bourbon and some spa packages as well. But I think the big thing for me is interacting with student athletes during those games.
Yeah, speaking of which, I taught DeConte Smith how to chip last year.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
No, it's good.
I would think it's a good thing, but it's me and golf, so... it's not necessarily the best thing, but hey, she had a really good shot as soon as I showed her what to do, so I'll take credit for that.
Yeah, sticky golf, right?
Yeah, yes, a lot of fun.
That was fun. We're bringing that one back for sure, and I think the women's basketball team will be staffing that one again. So now that they know how to chip, maybe they can also give lessons.
Yeah, there you go, and it's all for better or worse because of me. No, I'm teasing. But Lacey Hedick and Nate Davis joining us live in studio. Nate, I'm going to kick it over to you for a little bit about just some of the facilities that you guys are kind of looking to show off here as well, right?
Yeah. So as Lacey mentioned, it's in the Barnett Center. It's in Kessler's Champions Club. It's in Dakota Bank Stadium. So we're really proud of the facilities that we have at Northern, and that's because of so many supporters that have helped to get that those things in place over the years. And this is a chance to get people in there outside of a game day, outside of a competition, and let them come in and check out all those different spaces, kind of maybe a behind-the-scenes type of look. And then getting to engage with student athletes and coaches in those areas as well. And so, you know, a lot of times it's, you know, our fans and supporters are coming to cheer on game days. And here's a chance to kind of have a less formal setting and just a fun atmosphere and play some games. Or some of our coaches will be at different pour stations and that kind of thing. So it's just a chance to engage with them, show off the facilities. And honestly, that's something we've heard the first couple of years, some really good feedback from people. They've said, you know, I wasn't really familiar with Northern, hadn't been up here before. These facilities are incredible. What a great atmosphere. What a great time. And maybe they're not even necessarily sports fans, but they love bourbon or they love craft beer or whatever. It's just it's a really cool event, and the concept is really fun to get people from a lot of different backgrounds, a lot of different interests to come together and just enjoy each other's company, have a great time, get exposed to Northern a little bit. And at the end of the day, you're supporting Northern student athletes.
So how do you get hands-on tickets then? Just the website? Is there a certain way you get those tickets then?
Yep. So they're available on nsuwolves.com through the website there. You can go on and purchase, or you can call the NSU Foundation and purchase that way as well. So they'll be available like pre-sale tickets now until the event, and then we'll be able to sell tickets day of event too. But we certainly encourage people to get tickets in advance. That way it's just an easier process for entry and coming in and having a great time.
I know, I think it was maybe the first year and even the second year to a degree. I think I might have missed it last year. But is there a silent auction as well? That's also part of it, right?
Yep. So our silent auction actually opens tomorrow for bidding, and then we'll stay open during the event until 9 p.m. that evening. So you'll be able to see pictures and, you know, those first glances starting tomorrow. But then the items will actually be there in the Kessler's Champions Club on Friday of next week, so you can kind of see those items in person. Something I'm really excited about, we have some really good bourbon, like allocated bourbon, that we're putting on that silent auction. So tell your bourbon loving friends. We were just looking up some this morning. It was like a Jack Daniel's 14 year, which is hard to get, and I mean, if you look it up, the value is at $650. So it's just really hard bourbon to get that we'll have available on our silent auction, as well as some fun gear packages, experiences, lots of good stuff.
So Tukes mentioned that you're kind of the brainchild with this. How did you even come up with something like this?
Well, a lot of good input from community members. So we have some people who have that vested interest in Northern and Northern Athletics. So it was a group of about 10 people on our Wolves Club committee, and we knew that there was a need, that we wanted to do something to help raise money for athletic scholarships. And we see the success of Northern Night. We love that event that helps all of Northern State University. But it was like, how do we take a fun evening, make it more casual, more accessible, and really just like bring people together? We know that wine walks are kind of fun. That would also allow people to see our beautiful facilities. When you think about where we were 3 years ago, we're opening Dakota Bank Stadium, or was, you know, newer at that time. There's other areas that maybe people haven't seen. So it was, how do we get people to these places? Well, and let's have them kind of walk throughout. And we want to differentiate ourselves. So what can we do that's just a little different than a wine walk? And a lot of people are super into bourbon, as it turns out, and craft beer. So we kind of put all those things together to create a fun, kind of low-key, casual event that can appeal to people who love Northern, people who just want to try some new beer and bourbon, or people who just want a date night or a night out with friends.
Yeah, so. I'm a big Woodford Reserve guy. That's my numero uno. Are you a big fan?
No, I'm not. But we're going to have lots of bourbon for you.
No.
We have different you know, years of it. And I don't know what it is. But, yeah, we have, like, a $200 bottle of Woodford, okay. You know, special select reserve aged on somewhere.
Sure.
Exotic, you know, those things that make bourbon rare.
Right.
But anyway, we'll have some of that.
I was gonna say your eyes
you.
Got really right, really bright when,
yeah,
when I said,
yeah, and
we need to talk
about the bourbon derby then too, because okay. We have a $2,500 bottle of Woodford Baccarat.
You got it.
Nailed it. That we're gonna be raffling. So
impressive.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Love it.
That would look great right here in the studio, I think.
You know, I don't know how long that would last here in the studio is the only problem. That just might just disappear somehow, some way. Just as an aside, by the way, I do the pack chat segment with the student athletes, and I had Jeremy Caruso on last year, and it was for Gypsy Days 2 years ago, and he said, I came around that building and I said, wow, this facility is amazing. Well, Jeremy Caruso is the kicker on the team now. He said, as soon as I hit the transfer portal, I said, I'm going to Northern. So we had Braley Brown on, Matt did with Ryan a couple months ago, and he said, this is the best facility in all of Division II. So he's a new coach that's coming here. So just as an aside for players and coaches and people that haven't been here, I mean, this is the cream of the crop.
Yeah, I mean, I've been fortunate to work at different places in my career and seen different spots, and Dakota Bank Stadium is second to none in terms of facilities and the way it was designed. And when you walk through and you kind of see some of the features of it, and you talk to people that were part of that design process, and you understand their thinking, it's really incredible, all the cool details that are involved in that. So there's that aspect of it. And then I think on game days, it just, the way it's designed and the way it's set up really lends itself well for crowds to be right on top of the action. It's a huge home field advantage. You've heard Coach Schmidt talk about that before. You probably know the story of when we played Bemidji State this year, and their team couldn't hear. And so the lineman ran one play, and the quarterback ran a different play, and we make a tackle for loss and win the game. And that's a credit to not only the players making plays, but I think fans and crowds sometimes don't realize, like, you do have a huge impact on that outcome. And so, yeah, kind of got off track there a little bit, but yeah, Dakota Bank Stadium is phenomenal. It's a great facility. It's awesome on game days, and it's really cool for events like this too.
Yeah, and I think the women's basketball team would say the exact same thing for some of the results they had against Mankato and SMSU last year, how loud that place got. And I know it's going to be rocking for the guys as well coming up next late fall and early winter. Final one before we get you guys out of here. How do we score the tickets one more time there, Lacey?
Yep, NSUWolves.com or call the NSU Foundation.
All right, perfect. Anything else you'd like to hit on before we let you guys go?
I just would like to know, you know, Lacey, did you ever think that you would know this much about 3 years ago when this started, did you ever think you'd be this big of a bourbon expert? I mean, you're probably the smartest bourbon person in all of Aberdeen.
Yeah, bourbon and IPAs. No, this fell under other duties as assigned. So, yeah, as the Director of Athletic Development and Revenue Generation, I know a lot about bourbon.
Well, you've done a phenomenal job with the event, Nate, as well. You guys have been fantastic with it. We can't wait. We're gonna get our tickets.
I'll be there this year.
Yeah, we will be there for sure. Cobra will be in the house, and I will too. We were going to buy our tickets yesterday, my wife and I, then something popped up on with like a daycare thing, but that's neither here nor there. We'll get our tickets. tickets. We will be there. I appreciate you guys popping in.
All right, yep. Thanks
for having us on.
Absolutely. Our pleasure for sure. Nate Davis and Lacey Hedick here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Leader of the pack on the football side of things, Mike Schmidt. He'll join us live in studio after this. Sports Hub continues on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Our thanks to Nate Davis and Lacey Hedick for joining us live in studio. Now the leader of the pack, Mike Schmidt, here on as well. Coach, good to talk with you this morning. How
it's
are
good
you?
Good to be here. Cobra, did you take my headphones?
Yes.
For today? You stole them?
Yeah, I think I stole them. Plus, I have another pair that's at my house. I didn't bring them.
I see my initials, MS, on the side right over here.
I usually give you the good headphones.
I know. That's I see them. I put my name on them the last time I was in here, and I feel like you took them from me now.
Yeah, my bad.
No, it's all good. Those are yours. But
does it also say head coach? Like yeah. Play caller, right, everything?
Right. Wait, those are mine from the game the other day. Those are our sideline headsets that you're wearing right now. This is really weird that you have them and super uncomfortable now, but I see what you're doing here, Cobra.
Yeah, just trying to assert dominance right
yeah.
here.
Yeah. That's you.
Yep. Assert dominance. Good, good. I like that. Mike Schmidt here in studio live on FSA. So before we talk about spring ball and everything else like that, you kind of came in joking, but you're serious, and we're all serious. It is springtime portal mm-hmm. season. It's officially open today, right? Goes till Friday, April the 25th.
Yeah, and that's just for Division One. That they got to be in there so they can – if they're not in by then they won't be eligible to play and – I'm sure there's a lot of ways around that and things like that, but it's mostly just for guys that you're trying to, that they're trying to get in and figure out what they can get, where they're going, that they're leaving. Really a bizarre time in college athletics right now with, we're all waiting on the house ruling and what's going to happen here. So we've been, you know, you're following that every day. We were supposed to have an answer, was supposed to be before the first week of April. Then it was April 7th. And then that day came and went, and then it was last week and that's all come and went. So, you know, I don't know how these guys are even navigating it, to be totally honest with you, because they don't even know if there's a roster limit right now. There has been said that they have to get down to 105. You know, there's teams like Nebraska that still have 150 on the roster. How are you going to cut 50 guys here by fall camp or by next season? And now you don't even know. So what's going to happen if they do impose that? So it kind of seems like that might be phasing out. So really a weird time right now, and it's a weird time for us because we are still in spring football, and I'll hit on kind of why we are still in spring football right now. But, you know, yeah, you're trying to look for some guys, but you're also – and I think we've been trying to work with the guys here saying, hey, we are bringing in certain guys at certain positions is what we're looking for right now. And that's just – that's what we're doing right now. And so you get a chance to give them the information. I think that's always good stuff too, that, hey, we are bringing in a guy at this spot or this spot, and here's where you are right now, and this guy's either coming in to compete or whatever it might be, or here's where we see. And now they get a chance to kind of decide what they want to do with it. And I think that's the approach that we've taken is it's kind of all you can do is that put it in their hands, give them all the information that's accurate and truthful, and then hopefully they can make a decision that's best for them. You know, we certainly want guys to – we're so young. You know, we go to Mankato or go to T and play Mankato, and I think we had like 32 guys that were true freshmen playing this thing. I mean, it's just unbelievable how young we are. And you kind of forget that because we were a little more veteran, and at least in terms of the top-end guys a year ago, and graduate a lot of senior starters, which is kind of how you want it to be. But then there's nothing in between there. You know, we only have like 10 or 11 seniors for next year, and it's all true freshmen. And so you want those guys, you got to make sure that you don't lose sight that we're still in the development game here. We want to develop these guys, keep them, and let them grow. So, you know, we're playing, we took these next 2 weeks after we play a quote-unquote spring game against Mankato, because we wanted to make adjustments because we are into development, that we aren't just, hey, it's done so that we can get in the portal. We're gonna be looking for some guys. We know what we're looking for, who we're looking for. Hopefully our guys know that too. Hopefully they want that, but they want guys that are going to come in and help us win football games next year. And at the same time, like, we need growth here these next couple of weeks. So I hope it's a sign that we're still committed to developing the guys that we have here.
Pretty broad question here. You mentioned spring ball. How'd that go there for you? Or yeah. How's it going?
Really frustrating because we're so young. No, it's been really good. I mean, there's a lot of growing pains, and you kind of knew that. So I love where we're at as a team. I love where we're going to right now. It's been a lot of fun. Our offense is a really fun challenge during practice, and competing against them, Coach Brown's stuff that he's doing is great. And obviously, with that entire new staff with Coach Price and Coach Wiseman on that side of the ball, I mean, it's all new stuff that we're trying to get to know each other, who's everybody's names even are and things like that. But it's it's been a lot of fun. I really think that we've, you know, this is what the guy has asked for. You know, I just sent this message to Daniel Britt the other day or today too. Like, you know, this is what we wanted, was to get a coach like this and to get a staff like this that can push our guys and have been at some of the higher levels of Division II. And now let's push to get there. And so, you know, I think that we're seeing that and we're seeing the guys respond to that. But that is, it makes them uncomfortable, which is really, really good. But we are really young, and I think you saw that in the scrimmage the other day, that we're just young. And there's a lot of growing pains that kind of go along with that. And not only that, but we've been kind of banged up, especially on the defensive side. So, you know, we've been practicing without Max and without Jake Adams and without some of these guys that are there. So you take out your best six or seven guys and you're playing with the group that you have that's just young. And so I think it's frustrating, but in a really good way. So I think we've had a lot of growth, and I really love where we're at offensively and love where we're trending to once we get everybody back on defense.
You mentioned the new coaching staff there on the offense. From your perspective, is that just kind of fun to see those guys grow? You know, Coach Brown, Coach Price, we had the receivers coach in here last week. That's got to be fun from your perspective, seeing those guys, you know, integrate into the offense and build the relationships there with the players and
yeah.
Yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't know if fun is the right word with that, because it is, it's like just the job, right? Like it's been like 3 straight months for me of onboarding, and there's a lot of just like Coach Brown and I didn't work together before. Coach Price, none of us have at any point in time worked together. And so there is a challenge that comes along with that from everybody, right? Like from them trying to, how do we do things? How do I do stuff? How do I handle things? And then vice versa, you know, with it. So, there's a lot of growth that's happening with that, but I love the mentality that we have, and I love how he's pushing our guys. I just think he's a great offensive coach. I think all those guys are great offensive coaches, and so I really like where we're at. We just want our guys to respond. We want to keep pushing because it's just interesting to watch. Like, some of the good is not good enough, right? And so how can those guys push, and how can we keep growing together as a staff? That's just so critical that your staff has to. Your players are gonna. They know everything that's going on. They can tell. They can tell if you like each other, if you respect each other. They know that. They're not dumb. They know what's going on. And so, you got to keep growing together as a staff and making sure that you're all on the same page, so that synergy comes from the top down. And I think I'm not saying that I didn't mean to say it's not fun, because it's a negative. That's not it at all. It is very deliberate work, trying to grow a staff and make sure that we're all on the same page. And then you add the stress of they're moving. They have families that are moving here and people that are moving in and out. And I mean, it's a stressful time for all those people. And it'll be good to get through this and see how we can kind of springboard into the summer and grow throughout that in camps and recruiting and things like that.
You got time for one more segment, right?
Of course.
Okay. One more question before we take a quick commercial break. Mike Schmidt in studio on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Does it feel like you guys are almost a little bit of ahead of where you were last year? Because Jordan Hine didn't come in until the spring game. Braylee Brown comes in way before the spring game. Does it feel like you guys are a little bit ahead from where you were this time?
I would hope that we're way ahead. I would hope that we're just light years ahead going into fall camp. You know, fall camp, shoot, last year we got 3 quarterbacks playing, trying to figure out who's there. They're trying to still learn the offense, let alone try to compete for a spot and all the slow start that kind of results from that. So I feel like we're light years ahead of where we were, just in terms of being able to go through it together, you know, like, hey, remember this and do this and all that. And now in year 2 of the defense, kind of making that shift and change into what we are now. I just think on the defense side, we have such high standards for what we're trying to get done. And you lead the league in pass defense a year ago. You're salty against the run. You have an All-American linebacker. You have 3 All-Conference players, 1 at each level. You're a salty defense. And so your expectations got to change. And you got to run the ball and you got to play defense to win championships. And so now you're just kind of in that nitpicking zone where your expectation is play like Jake Adams, you know, and for Jake Adams, elevate your game. How are you going to elevate Max Van Landingham? How are you going to elevate those kind of guys? You got to push them to try to elevate that part of it. But I think we're just way ahead going into the offseason here and going into the summer. And we're not done yet. We got a couple weeks to still grow and watch these guys respond to the results of the spring game.
I'm excited to see those 2 guys in particular with Adams and Van Landingham next year. Should be a lot for this year in a couple months, really. More with head coach Mike Schmidt after a quick break on FSA. Got about 7 minutes remaining in the Sports Hub on FSA. He's Matt McClure. I'm David Tewksbury. We are joined by the leader of the pack, Mike Schmidt, as Matt's rocking the Mike Schmidt headphones here in the studio, which is which is kind of tough. Killed your mic there a little bit. Sorry about that. But had this spring game here this last Sunday there in T, not Harrisburg. Last year was Harrisburg. This year, T. What'd you like about the matchup there against the Mavericks?
Well, I mean, I told the team yesterday, we took Monday and Tuesday off for the guys and just come back and get rested up. And we got this short week with Easter week and things like that coming back. So, you know, just we have one practice this week and it's today. So give them a day off. And then we come back on Tuesday and went through all the film and kind of got back together again. It was interesting because I was kind of getting after him about some stuff. And John Thune, Senator John Thune, walked in as I'm like, you know, I'm like giving it to him, right? And John Thune walks up the stairs and I look over, I know he's there, and I'm laying into him and giving it to him. But I told him, you know, the point of playing Mankato is obviously it's a good team, good program, depth in the program, good players, all that. But knowing Coach Hoffner so well and being a friend and a really good colleague of together with each other, with Coach Hoffner and I know they're going to play their starters. I know they're going to play their guys. And I don't want to go play their backups. I want our guys to play. Whoever we have available, I want them to play their guys. And I think he has that same mindset. He's trying to figure out, you know, are our guys good? Can we play? You know, who are we? What are we going to do at certain positions? So I think that's why the relationship works and being able to play that game these last couple of years has been awesome. So, like, they played their guys. I mean, Sam Backer's in the game. Trey Watson's in the game. And those guys are two of the best players at their spots, you know, maybe in the region, you know, country at those things. So you're seeing how they're going to do, how our guys are going to do against their best players. And so I liked that challenge, and that was wonderful to see some of these guys grow. You know, Cooper Logan's playing the whole game. He's been a special teams guy. Then he got injured, and then last year kind of was a special teams guy. And you're watching him start and play. And how does he play, you know, at those against a team like that? How does Gabe, where's his growth at now, coming off of that Achilles where he didn't have that spring and didn't have growth there? What did he look like, you know? So I think we saw a lot of really great things. I think, again, the big part is trying to get that offense going, trying to get Britt comfortable. You got a returning quarterback. Boy, that you sure want to see that happen. You know, he rips off a 60-yard run and looks phenomenal running the football and moving us down the field. You know, his couple drives, I think we punted once and he scored twice and was able to do a lot of things and move us around on offense. So did go out with an injury. He'll be fine. He'll be back. That was really our major injury, and he'll be fine. He'll be ready to go for summer workouts. So, you know, it was a lot of fun to see a great opponent. They're playing their best guys. We're playing our guys, trying to get in game situations and see us play. So that's kind of why we do it. Don't do this, you know, half practice kind of deal or backups or rotate quarterbacks every drive. Let's go play a game and see where we're kind of at right now and what course corrections we need to make, what pivots we need to make to steal. Hey, Friends, you're a Friends guy. You're kind of that late 90s TV, right? Pivot. You know, move
I
the
know
couch
that
around
scene.
And,
I'm more of a
pivot.
Seinfeld guy.
So, yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, you are. You're what? How old are you?
34.
You're 34, but you're really like 54, right? You're
maybe
you're,
even 64.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm yeah. Keep going. Sorry.
That's fair. No, you're good. I was going to say, I know that scene. They're moving the couch. And
yeah, pivot.
My wife
Ross
is a huge
is moving the. Yeah. Even I know that scene. There you go.
Let's go.
I've watched that show.
All right.
In its entirety.
Yeah.
Still need to get on Seinfeld, but.
I don't think you're. I mean, the time's passed. It's over. It's over. We're 30 years past any of the references. It's over. I'm going to get to it someday, though. Yeah. Keep it in your old-time Netflix queue. You know, you'll get to it. It's right around the corner.
I mean, I've watched a couple episodes, you know, here and there. But
I mean, that's like me with The Office. The Office is it's on my list to do. People are like, Tukes, you would love The Office. And it's just, I haven't gotten into it yet. I want to. I just haven't got there yet.
Yeah. Too late.
Is it too late?
Yeah, I think it's too late. It just won't be funny because you know, different eras of comedy and funniness, right? Like, it was funny today in our meeting, we were talking about a guy and his last name is, it ends in an S-E-N, okay, he's a recruit. And then we were trying to figure out, is it E-N or O-N? Like the letter E and then N, the letter O and the letter N. And I said, his name's Josh. Yeah. And coach, this class is like, Ian or Owen? And I'm like, it's not Owen or Ian at all. It's Josh. You know, so it's like a who's on third kind of skit, but like a new age transfer portal recruiting who's on third kind of thing or who's on first kind of thing, right?
You know, I think we could do an hour just being flies on your guys' wall in your office there, which, by the way, thank you for letting us use it last month.
Come back and do it again. Let's get remote again. Come on.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we should do it for Bourbon and Brews.
That could be a little dicey.
No, I'm talking like before.
Like pregame.
Oh. Like at 10.
Okay.
You know.
On Friday, next Friday?
Yeah.
Should we do it?
I think you should.
Yeah.
Do it. Come on, commit to something here.
We're,
you know,
we are live. We're not supposed to do this live.
I know. Yeah. be about something, right?
Let's go. Well, next Friday we'll be live in Mike Schmidt's office.
Yeah, come on over.
All right, sweet. We're in there for next Friday for sure. So we got about a minute and a half left to go. What's on tap for you for the next? Well, let's see. 5 months.
Yeah. Well, hopefully in 5 months that gives us this September 6th, right? So, I mean, we got camps coming up. We're recruiting. You know, you got junior days and things like that are happening. That's not exciting. Nobody really cares about that kind of stuff. You know, we got to finish this up with these guys, and we got to finish spring strong. We got to, you know, there's going to be some transfer portal gets and guys that we're gonna take here in the next couple months, and then it's, you know, camps and you're evaluating. But you know, I just. Northern State football is in a good spot, and you know, we have a lot of stuff that's coming up. We got the golf outing, kind of Bourbons and Brews kind of steals our thunder a little bit. That used to be the golf outing and Wolves on the Water kind of used to be the first events in the region, in the area for Northern, and those are coming up in big events for us. Obviously the golf outing and raising some money and getting guys in and doing that. But hey, I've got a big Smitty's pitching machine league game tonight for Scout and his team, the Orioles, the Sunshine Park Orioles take on the Red Sox in game one tonight at 5:45. I had to go from practice, our own practice, to there. We've got hockey stuff we're still trying to figure out and finish up right now. So we're in the thick of it, just a normal guy. But we've had a great spring and looking forward to finishing these next 10 days or whatever it is, 8 days, and getting our guys in the offseason healthy. And I feel like we're in a good spot as a program right now.
What do you know about plumbing?
About plumbing?
Yeah.
Not a dang thing.
Okay, me neither, because we were talking in our first segment. I got a leak underneath my sink, apparently, in my kitchen.
Now, I could help you with that.
Really?
I could help you with that. Yeah, we'll talk. Okay. We'll talk off air and see what we can do, because I have had that. I have fixed that. Okay. I wouldn't say that I'm an expert, but I know enough to be dangerous.
I'm more of a Drano guy.
And if it doesn't work, just, call somebody. I don't know, just ignore it until it goes away.
Yeah.
That's basically like half of my life. Just ignore it until it goes away.
Yeah, just ignore it. It'll get better or move on, won't it?
It's like my lower back right now.
Oh, my goodness.
It's been bad for like the last week and a half. I'm just like, nah, it'll be fine.
Yeah, just ignore it. It'll be fine. I'm sure it'll work out.
I'm not too worried about it. Arts, good luck to Scout and the crew there. How are you feeling? What's the scouting report for the Orioles looking like?
It's alphabetical order, batting lineup. We got to make sure we move around positions. But, you know, as I have at every game in the hockey season, I just yell hockey is fun.
Yeah.
Every game during baseball, all I do is yell baseball is fun. So baseball is fun. It's a beautiful day to be out at the ballpark. And, we're going to rip some dingers tonight. The Orioles are going off tonight.
I am ready.
You seem more of like a throw strikes kind of guy, no?
No, absolutely not. Bear down. Throw strikes. Come on. The kid's just agonizing out there. Head's ready to explode. Come on, kid. Throw strikes. Like, duh.
He's Mike Schmidt. He's the Cobra. I'm Tukes. We're back at it tomorrow on FSA.